Good evening and welcome to Music in Maryland. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, and Music in Maryland, well, it's just that. Some great concerts and recordings from all over the greater WBJC listening area, or in the case of tonight, people who are coming to the greater WBJC listening area. Next Saturday evening, guitarist Sharon Isbin, exactly a week from today, will be at the Linehan Concert Hall at UMBC in Catonsville, courtesy of the Baltimore Classical Guitar Society. And I had the pleasure of speaking with her a little while ago. I was supposed to talk to her live, but it didn't work out because I have jury duty that day. So we spoke on Zoom. It's always a pleasure to speak with Sharon. She has great ideas. She's always coming up with intriguing new projects. That's music by Antonio Lauro from a relatively new CD of hers called Affinity, which we'll hear some selections from. But first, we'll talk to Sharon Isbin about what's been going on and what she'll be playing a week from today, once again at UMBC. And so without further ado, it's my pleasure to talk with guitarist Sharon Isbin. How nice it is that we get to chat on Zoom.
It's great to talk to you again, Jonathan.
How many composers have you commissioned works from or have written works for you?
Well, I've had over 80 works that have been written for me and that I have given world premieres for.
They're works by the Cuban composer Leo Brouwer on this program. You have a very close relationship with him. Have you ever gone to Cuba to meet him?
No, but I met Leo in Toronto when I was a winner of the I won the competition there. Yeah. And that sparked a wonderful beginning of a friendship. And I began to play his music and record it. And then one day out of the blue, he sent me El Decameron Negro, which he had dedicated to me. It's inspired by love stories collected in Africa in the 19th century by a German ethnologist. It's in three different parts, works that describe the journey of this wonderful warrior. And I look forward to playing it in a set of works that highlight the different periods of Leo Brouwer's writing, because his actual 85th birthday is going to be just a couple of days after my concert on March 1st is when Leo turns 85.
You mentioned the three periods of Leo Brouwer's works for guitar. How would you describe them and differentiate them if you had to?
Well, the work that I play from 1971, La Espiral Eterna, or The Eternal Spiral, is in his more experimental atmospheric stage of writing, where you have different cells that interact, and it's really a mesmerizing piece. Another period that follows that is more traditional. This is represented by Canción de Cuna, or the lullaby that he arranged of Grenet. And then the Decameron Negro, the Black Decameron, is something that is programmatic, still very immersed in the tonal idiom, and is just utterly beautiful and has certainly become one of his most famous pieces. Thank you.
You have been concertizing for nearly five decades now. You mentioned the guitar competition in 1975, which was a seminal moment in your career. And yet, even though you play the core repertoire for the guitar, you are always looking for new projects and new ideas, new music. It really is an incredible accomplishment.
Well, I began commissioning composers when I was still a teenager. I really became addicted to the idea because it was so exciting to be in the forefront of the creation of a work and being able to influence it and bring it to the fore and bring it to life. So last couple of years, I've premiered recordings of Chris Brubeck's concerto that he wrote for me called Affinity, which melds Middle Eastern and jazz styles for guitar, Chris being a wonderful jazz artist as well as composer. In that same year and recorded with my group from India, Amjad Ali Khan, who's the foremost sarod player, and he wrote a series of pieces for guitar, sarod, and tabla, which we premiered on tour in India in 2019, and then our album, Strings for Peace, came out a year later. So I'm excited to constantly be surprised by new projects and to be still guiding them in the forefront.
Speaking with guitarist Sharon Isbin, who will be performing under the auspices of the Baltimore Classical Guitar Society a week from today, the 24th of February at UMBC Linehan Concert Hall. If you'd like more information, you can go to bcgs.org. That's BCGS for Baltimore Classical Guitar Society. And she'll be performing works by Heitor Villa-Lobos, Augustin Barrios, and of course the aforementioned Leo Brouwer. Here's a selection from the CD entitled Affinity World Premiere Recordings that were written for Sharon Isbin. We hear the Concerto for Guitar and Orchestra by Chris Brubeck, and Sharon Isbin is joined by the Maryland Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Elizabeth Schultz on 91.5 FM WBJC.